Big Jim's House, our Housecast, for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. Boy, this made national news last year when these guys showed up to Comerica Park rocking the Hawaiian shirts and the Magnum look. Everybody was talking about it. Remember, it was like Inside Edition. It was on CNN. Hey, Tooch. Hey, Chris. You can talk now, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
There you are, man. And the tape delay. We're just jamming out to this music. You've never heard the Magnum theme before, have you?
It just runs on repeat in my head all the time, guys. It never stops.
So how far did that story go last year, Chris? I mean, I know it was around the country. Did it become like an international thing with you guys?
Oh, absolutely, man. We were worldwide, man. We were in China, UK, Australia, you know, all the major news networks across the nation, of course. LA Times, New York Times. It was a wild ride.
Okay, so now one of the things that we found out, though, like for folks who don't remember last year when you guys went to the game, this was a bachelor party, right? That you guys just went all dressed up as Magnum.
Yes, sir. Magnum, P.I.
And then how many people total? Because remember there were so many.
It's like 45.
Is that right, Chris? There were like 45 people?
45 Magnums. I mean, it has a nice ring to it, don't it?
It does have a nice, the 45 Magnums. So you guys were there, and then you got run out of the game, but do you still know why? I mean, did they ever give you, like, a definitive answer why they asked you to leave?
Well, yeah, they actually did. I guess a couple of guys were smoking, you know, and we were, I guess they say catcalling, but basically just a bunch of ladies wanted to take pictures with us, and one of the security ladies had a hard-on for us, wanted us out of there. But in my opinion, we were unjustly removed. If people misbehave at the parks, it's a security job to, you know, find their unruly's and throw them out individually, not just, you know, point at a group of people and say, hey, all of you, you're out. So now where we're at, we have some demands. You know, we have we want them to buy all 45 Magnums a round of beers. We want them to provide a suite for the 45 Magnums, which I don't believe they're even going to have for us. We'll find out Saturday, I guess.
Right.
They haven't invited Tom Selleck to throw out the first pitch. what we want is a Tom Selleck night every year. But most importantly, we want the Illich family to donate $22 for all 45 Magnums to Mission 22 in each of our names. So Mission 22 is a great charity. And what it is it's a sad story, but basically every day, more than 20 veterans commit suicide every day.
Yeah.
And that is effed up. Oh. And Mission 22 wants to bring that number to zero, where it should be.
You've seen people on Facebook doing like 22 push-ups every day as awareness for it and stuff. And yeah, and Mission 22 does a great job. So this Saturday, now you guys are going to be doing the Million Magnum March. Now, where are we meeting before the game?
Well, we got a bus coming from downriver, but for all of you folks around town, we're going to be meeting at 5 p.m. at the Elwood Bar.
Okay.
And we're going to mount up and join forces of private investigators there at the Elwood. But it should be a good time. We're going to keep it light. We're not there to cause any trouble, but you know, I think the point is that, you know, when we got so much pub and press from that last year, it just seemed like, man, we could do something really cool and create some awareness and turn this into something that's better than it was. It was a great time. That's not going to change, but I really thought that we could turn this into something that could actually improve the world. And I mean, isn't that what everyone's supposed to be doing, right? If you're not making the world a better place, what are you doing?
There you go.
Well, I know you have some rules for people if they want to attend. Of course, mustaches are mandatory.
That's correct.
Does that apply to the ladies as well?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. In fact, I already ordered my wife a red one. She's a redhead. She'll be wearing a red mustache.
You got to have your Hawaiian shirt. Your Old English tea hats are preferred. Have fun. 6 drink minimum, not negotiable.
That's right. Some rules, not negotiable.
Not negotiable. I'd like to get 5 drinks. You're out of here. You pack your bags, you jerkwad. So, and then, of course, you said treat Comerica Park security like you would want to be treated. You guys address this. And then cheap seats, and you guys will be out on the Pepsi porch on Saturday. So you're expecting a lot more photos, Chris. I'm sure you're a very shy, quiet guy. So, I mean, is it going to be hard for you to take pictures with fans on Saturday, Chris?
No, it's not going to be. And, you know, also, we have a full-size Magnum at the top. Last year, we had a life-size cutout of Magnum P.I., but they wouldn't let us bring it in because it was just Magnum P.I. and his Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
What I did this year is I photoshopped Magnum P.I., or Mr. Selleck's head, on top of Gibson's body when he's jumping at second base after he won the World Series for us. So he is in full. I have a Tom Selleck with a Tiger hat in a full Tiger getup, and we will be walking around with a full-sized Tom Selleck life-size cutout. It's going to be amazing.
I'm just waiting for Rod Allen to go, I'll see you, big fella. I'll see you.
You should have did, like, Selleck's face and then put it on, like, the sticks. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, where you kind of got to move.
Hey, we still got time, Aaron.
Now, we're going to put up a link for this as well at WCSX.com. We'll have that up there. So, Chris, everyone can get all the information. I know you guys are on Facebook as well. If someone can't make it, but they still want to donate, you're going to have a PayPal set up. So we'll have all that information at WCSX.com so you can make your donations.
Exactly.
Yeah, $22 in honor of Mission 22.
What we're asking is I mean, really our goal is to get 1,000 people to donate $22. It may be a lofty goal. But hey, you got to start somewhere, and this is going to be an annual event. We're going to do this every year.
Oh, good.
And,
okay.
This year we're going to clash a theme night. This Saturday is Fiesta Tigra night, so we are going to crash Fiesta Tigra night and whatever else theme party they got this year until they give us a Tom Selleck night.
You have to stick with it, because if we can get a Tom Selleck night, then we can get a RoboCop night.
Yes.
We're
going
to get all things Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah, everything.
Then we have to have Axel Foley night.
See, that's what I was thinking about. You have the banana in the tailpipe game. You have to run around and stick a banana in the tailpipe 3 times. See, Chris, man, there are no bad ideas in a brainstorm, brother. And what you guys did last year, we're still talking about, laughing our ass off. That was fantastic, man. All right. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you there Saturday. Chris, let's hit his theme music. We'll play him out.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Chris. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you Saturday, and then maybe we'll touch base next week and give us the rundown on it, okay?
Excellent, man.
All right. Later. There he goes. Chris. That was. When that happened, and it was kind of, it wasn't even a slow burn, remember? I mean, like, it all of a sudden popped up over the weekend, and then those pitchers were everywhere. Are these guys getting kicked out of the Tigers game?
That was 2 days after my birthday last year. I remember that.
Do you want them to come to your birthday party this year?
No.
You wouldn't want Chris here? Let me tell you something right now. If you're going to the game Saturday, you must party with this guy. That whole family, they're crazy.
Oh, I know.
They're all
I'm
nuts.
Friends with them on Facebook, and everything is a party.
So that's what I'm saying. We'll bring them out to your house in Mount Clemens.
They'll steal my thunder.
Wow. Okay. No, it's not a bad call, actually. Yeah, yeah. These are, if you're a very mellow person, bring them out to your party. Anyway, so Saturday, we'll have all the details posted at WCSX.com. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Housecast, too. We appreciate it.